This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is J.D. Schraffenberger. Schraffenberger was born on August 19, 1975, in Louisville, Kentucky. After graduating from Floyd Central High School, Schraffenberger attended the University of Louisville, where he received his B.A. He went on to earn his master's degree, also from Louisville, and then he went to Binghamton University, where he received his Ph.D. in creative writing. Clearly, words are an important part of his life. When I asked him how he got interested in writing, he had this to say. It wasn't until I encountered Walt Whitman in high school that I understood something about the magic of language and art. And I do mean magic, incantatory magic available to whoever would have it. Suddenly, here was not just an object of art, not just poetry, which I'd learned in school to parse and analyze to suss out its hidden meanings, but here was a man, a body, a cosmos, an experience. As a writer and as a person, I've been chasing after that experience ever since. His books include St. Joe's Passion, The Waxen Poor, and he has edited The Great Sympathetic, Walt Whitman and the North America Review, as well as Manifold Nature, John Burroughs and the North American Review. Schraffenberger's work has appeared in Best Creative Nonfiction, Brevity, Hayden's Ferry Review, Mid-American Review, Notre Dame Review, Poetry East, and Prairie Schooner. He teaches creative writing at the University of Northern Iowa, and he is the editor of North American Review, which, notably, is the oldest continuously published literary journal in North America. Its first issue appeared in 1815. He lives in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Today's poem is Brother Tom Smoking Too Much. I like the conversational tone of this particular poem. I like how it moves from Brother Tom to the narrator, who, we can assume, is probably Schraffenberger himself. I particularly like that this poem is about living and dying, and that it happens while Brother Tom is smoking a cigarette. I also like the openness of this poem. Is Brother Tom his actual brother, or a brother in a monastic order? When I asked Schraffenberger about this, he said, Brother Tom is patterned after my own younger brother, who suffered a psychotic break at the age of 14. The experience recounted in this poem is set in those early days after his diagnosis when we were all grasping after explanation. The poem itself, and The Waxen Poor as a whole, was my attempt to articulate, for myself at least, something of the healing function of art. Even if we remain broken in this life, a poem can briefly offer us an image of integration, of wholeness, of something that will suffice, something to shore against our ruins. There are many things I like about this poem, but what I particularly like is the ending. There is a clear tone, a ringing beauty. I find comfort in the last line, spoken by Brother Tom. Maybe you will too. This is Brother Tom Smoking Too Much by J.D. Schraffenberger. After all, he says, and flicks a butt into the hospital courtyard, almost all of us are about to die. Some face short lyric deaths, others suffer the epic and grand. Some die of oversinging, some from chronic bouts of silence or violence or giving up too soon. But all deaths are songs sung, only most are too quiet to hear. There are notes my brother just can't hit. Too high on the clef for his broken, burned-out voice, he coughs and seams in his body in a way I keep trying to remember. Birds on the hospital porch spit and rail. The plastic lawn chairs creak under us. Visiting hours will end too soon. Another butt, another homily on death and song. When we die, we rhyme with all that has come before us, the line of our lives finally broken, the many beats of our feet counted, measured, the song at last imagined whole.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded remotely due to the coronavirus pandemic and produced by Peter Folliard. We both send our best wishes. Thank you for listening.